Jim Rice, Chief Operating Officer for the Little Rock Convention and Visitors Bureau, walks me through the backstage area, then onto the stage.
Here we are.
Here we are.
1939 in all of its glory.
That's the year work was completed on Robinson Auditorium.
Our plans are to drop this stage 32 feet down to the lowest level to alleviate the loading and unloading that for decades has come up a lift off of the Broadway Bridge.
That lift has kept many shows from coming to Robinson, but Rice says the plant renovations will change that.
We will be phantom ready, which is an industry term that you can pretty much put any Broadway stage show on the road into this hall, which we can't do right now.
Rice says the work that begins next month will also make it a more modern venue for music.
We're bringing the back wall of the stage house in approximately 20 feet, so the room will be more circular than the rectangular or square feel, and with a much steeper rake, and it'll be smaller, more intimate, with side boxes.
The overall cost of the renovation is expected to run $68 million. Little Rock voters last year approved funding it through a 2% tourism tax. Gretchen Hall is Chief Executive Officer of the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
It's been a fun project. It's almost become a labor of love. We've been working on this about 2.5 years so far, and we've still got about 2.5 to go. So, big project. It's going to make a big difference for the city of Little Rock and our destination for us to be able to attract additional shows, larger, more up-to-date productions. It's going to provide the symphony a much more acoustically attuned house.
There will also be conference facilities built on top of Robinson Center, facing the Arkansas River, and a new entranceway along Broadway. It's scheduled to reopen in September 2016. Michael Heblin, KUAR News.